Perek Yudalet Seif Lamed Zayin. Azroka Zrika, to do injection. Binyan Azroka Zrika, Yesh Lavchim Ben Shnei Sugei Zrikot. It makes a difference between the two different sorts of injections. Alef, Zrika She'enen Etenet Letoch Avrit. If the injection is not inside the vein, Ein Bo Esa Choyvel. There's no problem from Choyvel. Why? Because it doesn't come any connection with the blood. You're allowed to go and give an injection for a choila which ain't by sakona. If it is not dangerous, you're allowed to do it with any problem. Even if a choila is not sakona, you're allowed to do it. If he gidre het and atilas trufa la choila, mavorim le kamon bepare koisek within a choila which ain't by sakona. Everyone has to know it's considered a trufa. It's considered using trufot on Shabbos. You're not allowed to use the medicine on Shabbos unless you're choila. Unless you got in from choila or shein bo sakona, choila is not from the mishka, but choila which is ready for bed is allowed to use a medicine, but any other choila is not allowed. If he is allowed to use a medicine on Shabbos, he's allowed to take this injection. As in brackets, va'osu l'shtamish b'tzemer gefen tovul b'noiz b'chitui, l'shem chitui mokim hazraka, l'shem isa schita. Normally one takes some antiseptic cotton wool, and one goes and cleans it on the place which one does the injection. That you're not allowed to do on Shabbos because you're doing schita, because you're taking, you're squeezing out from the cotton wool. That you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. But the etzim injection, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos if you're not doing it into the vein. Base, zrika hanitenet l'tech afrid. If you go and do the injection into the vein, yes, but there is a chayvul. Then there is Issa Choyvel. Mishum de b'shas ni'itzot ha-machat m'tziya dam min ha-fridim l'tzor ha-mizrak. Because when you go and do the injection, one has to know, like it says in brackets, k'dei levada sha-machat ochin nimtzot b'tzor ha-frid. To make sure that the needle has come onto the right place, it's come onto the vein, one takes out a bit of the blood in order to see that there is blood there. Therefore, this taking out the blood is it's a toyah. So taking out this blood, you're doing it in order to be able to see that you came onto the vein. Therefore, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos because you're taking out blood before you put in the injection. That you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. There is a machlokes. The Chazanish wants to say that if this taking out the blood is considered a malacha gemurah, it's considered isa min ha-toyah. Shlomo Zalman is not so straightforward. That is considered a malacha, 100% malacha. Maybe it's only malacha shen tzrich l'gufa. The shayla, if you consider taking out this blood, is considered that you need the blood or not need the blood. If it's not considered you need the blood, it's only an issa d'rabbonim. Shifshuf chanichayim, to go and rub your gums. Sif lamed ches. Aseva mi chanichayim yugishot. Ein ashaf shfom b'yodov, im yodov akor levadai shiitzidam. A person who has his gums are very delicate, and every time one rubs them, the blood comes out. So you're not allowed to rub your gums on Shabbos if it is certain that the blood's going to come out. Also, if a person goes and sucks up blood from his gums, and with sucking up the blood from his gums, it'll take out more blood from inside his body, from inside his gums, you're not allowed to do that either on Shabbos. You're not allowed to take out any blood from any wounds, because taking out blood, like we said before, is an issa from the tilas neshama, from choyvel. So if you're going to go and suck up any blood which is in the mouth, even though there's no problem from drinking this blood, there's a problem from taking out the blood from where it is connected. But if you suck up the blood from any wound, the same thing in your mouth. If you've got a wound from your or very delicate gums, then the sucking up will make the blood come out. Therefore, you're not allowed to do it. In the footnote, he says, what happens if a person eats something and every time he eats, it makes blood come out? One has to know if one's allowed to do it. Maybe according to the Mishnah Berurah, the gracious Lenichalevim Kalkul Trachayat. Maybe you'll be allowed to come to the Mishnah Berurah because you don't want it. Mekalka, you're not doing something which is advantageous, and you're also doing it in a normal way. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to do it. According to the Chazon Ish, The Chazanish wasn't so happy about that. Perek Yodalet Sif Lamed Tes. Hoitzos Kotz, to take out the splinter. Motel Oitzi Kotz Be Shabbos. You're allowed to take out the splinter on Shabbos. I feel me Efshel Oitzia El Alidei Hoitzos Dam. Even though that when you take out the splinter, you may take out blood with it. Even if you're certain you're going to take out blood with it, we allow you to do it because this taking out from blood is a malacha shein tzricha lo gufa. You don't need the blood, so it's only issur rabbanon. But makom tzar, a person has a splinter and it disturbs him, Chazal allow you to go and do a malacha shein tzricha lo gufa. But makom tzar, omnam im efshel oitzis akotz bli oitzos dam yizor shlo loitzi dam. If it is possible to take out this splinter without taking out blood, one should do it because there's no reason to take out blood if one doesn't need to. But if one can't do it without that, then one's allowed to do it because the malacha shein tzricha l'gufa, when a person has tzar, when he has pain, is allowed to do a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. Sichat mosa, to open a wound. Mosa hametzareis es ha'odom. Mosa le'noikva ha'malacha ha'mugla teitzeh. If you've got a wound which has got pus inside it, then one's allowed to open up the wound in order to take out the pus. Why? Because the wound, opening the wound, even though if a person opens a wound in order to take out and put back, then it's a malacha d'oraisa. But normal wound, when someone takes out, opens it up in order to take out the pus, is only issur midrabbanan. Chazal allow you that, but makom tzara. V'af sheyesh dam ha'mor b'lecha, even though there is blood which comes out with this pus, it doesn't come out from where it's already been disconnected from the blood. There's no issue to take out this blood. But if a person would press on the wound and because of that will come out the pus, if so, the blood will come out from where it is connected. That you're not allowed to do Shabbos, because you're not allowed to take out the blood from where it's connected. You're allowed to take out the blood from where it is not connected, if it's already came out and it's inside the pus. But to take it out, and if you push the sides and you're going to take out the blood from where it is connected, that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. If you've got pikuach nefesh, of course you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. We were discussing in a way, there's no pikuach nefesh, there's only issur d'rabbanan, Chazal allow you, the mokum tzar, to do it. Mem alef, mutar levol besula b'shabbos, ve'im ze issur choivel. You're allowed to go and do bi'ya to a sula on Shabbos, and there's no problem from choivel on Shabbos to do bi'ya b'ula, psula.